Okay, we'll get started. We've only nobody's come back to join us for some reason, but we have.
I guess they came late.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see that you'd all arrived, so now you know about the geography of Macau, I guess. Okay, so we'll get started here. I'll just bring up the slide. Okay, so this slide here is talking about the four divine institutions.
所以第一个我们想要来谈的就是 四个不同的神设立的制度.
And the individual, that's the person who has his own free will to make his decisions.
第一个呢是人的个体, 好, 那他的权柄是来自于我们每一个人, 他可以有自由意志来决定他的事情.
What this means is really you're under your own authority and that you're responsible for your decisions.
因为你有这个权柄, 所以你也就有这样的责任, 你要下你自己下决定。
And that's how we should operate our life. Ultimately, you are responsible for every decision you make before God. So every decision you make, you're responsible to God. You can't go blaming other people.
Okay, 所以每一个人因为你有能力为自己下决定, 所以你在你对神就要负你自己下决定的这个责任。
Now this isn't going to be our main topic. It's a big topic here. I'll just run you through very quickly because I need to get on to the client nation.
而这个事情是一个很大的一个题目, 所以但是我们要先把每一个都讲一下。
But the other divine institution you have is when two people get married. This is an organization, one man, one woman.
而第二个神设立的制度呢, 就是婚姻, 一男一女的婚姻。
Obviously, the husband is the authority. This is divine by God that the husband is the authority in marriage.
而神呢设立的这个婚姻制度里呢, 是由丈夫拥有这个婚姻的权柄。
And then you have the family, and God has assigned the parents to be responsible for the family.
而第三个制度就是家庭, 这也是神所设立的。
Okay, and then finally you have the national entity.
第四个呢, 就是国家。
And then the government has been assigned the responsibility to take care of the people's freedom.
而神呢设立的政府是能够来保护人的自由。
And again, that's a big subject, but you know, just with these things, keep these things in mind. And now we're going to look at the client nation, the national entity as a client nation to God.
那我们这四个神设立的制度呢，大家先记得。然后呢，我们要来谈这个神。 在这国家里面呢，有一个专门代表神的代理国， 就称之为神代理国。
Okay, and at some stage we'll come back to this study again.
然后我们之后有机会会再回来谈这四个神设立的制度， 我们今天要来谈神的代理国。
Okay, what I'll do after class, I'll send this slideshow of the laws of divine establishment out, and you can read through this by yourself.
课后呢, Tim 会把这个神的这个设立的制度法律看典章的这一个 PPT 再发到群里面, 大家可以自己读。
Okay, but just to finish off for the last few minutes, we'll go back to this slide. This is about the cosmic system.
那我们再回到这个谈这个属世的系统的这张 PPT.
Okay, we had the statement, the unbeliever is protected from demon influence by the laws of divine establishments. You were mentioning laws of divine establishment here.
因为这边提到的是不信者可以免受魔鬼影响，因为他们被神为社会稳定繁荣而设的律例所保护。
See, the doctrines of the demons or satanic influence tries to destroy that you're being responsible for your own decisions, for example, the authority of the individual. Satan will say, you're not responsible for your own decisions. This is the fault of your government, or your bad decisions are the result of bad parenting. So we had the four divine institutions, right? And the individual is responsible for his own decisions. But Satan will teach through religion or through different philosophies and through society, oh no, you're not responsible for your decisions.
撒旦呢，他其实呢会经由他的这个一些他的那种假的信仰的建立哦，让我们以为我们不需要为我们自己下的决定负责。
Yeah, the Bible says one man, one woman in marriage, but Satan goes against that.
那然后呢，神呢对于一个婚姻一男一女设立成立婚姻，那撒旦呢也用另外的价值系统告诉你说，你们不必一男一女就可以有所谓的家庭。
See, Satan will say, well, that's not fair that God has said one man, one woman. Let's have it a man and a man can get married, or a woman and a woman.
所以沙难呢他就说，哦，这样不公平，为什么一定要一男一女才能够结婚，为什么不能两男或两女可以结婚呢？
Well, Satan will say through different religions, like the Islamic religion, one man can have many wives, that's fine.
或者是像伊斯兰的宗教说，哦，为什么不能够一个男生有好几个太太？
And it's the same for the other institution, like family. See, Satan will say, well, our family can be whatever you want it to be. Rather than the parents and children in the house, let's have the grandparents and the uncles come in as well. And let's have the government get involved.
然后呢，甚至这个讲到说家庭，你为什么一定是父母跟孩子的家庭？为什么不能够是隔代的这种家庭，或者是跟着小孩子可以跟着这个叔叔啊去一个家庭？他就想要打破原本神设立这些制度的概念。
And let's create a public school system so they can infiltrate into the souls of the children as well.
那他甚至呢想要建立一个所谓的这种公共的这种学校系统，让这个撒旦的想法可以直接的去影响这些小孩子的思维。
You see, God has clear lines for each of the institutions, those four institutions.
其实上帝他是有很明确的这个组织的一个管理系统，让这个组织架构是这四类型的。
But Satan will blur those lines so that if you want to do something, you do that.
但是呢，撒旦却想办法要让这种不同制度下面的这种边界被打破。
Okay, now in a client nation, now we're talking about a client nation as a representative of God, you will see the laws of divine establishment upheld.
那所谓神的代理国呢，就是要让大家看到神他非常清楚的这个制度下，在他神的要求的制度下，他能够把这样的制度彰显的国家。
See, a client nation will follow more closely to the principles that God wants for the individual, for the marriage, for the family, and for the government.
而这些神代理国呢，等于是神的期待下制度的模范国呢，他一定会把神的制度，就是个人、婚姻、家庭、政府，好的这种结构表现得最符合神的心意。
Remember the illustration of the ship that I put up on the whiteboard, how it should be divided into different areas, that you need borders to stop the evil or the water in the ship coming from one place to another.
就像我们刚才在白板上面所画的那条船，它必须都有很清楚的一个仓房的这种的区隔，然后才能够避免当有一个仓房破掉的时候，水蔓延所有的船，然后整个船就沉了。所以这个仓房的概念就是神所制定的这种所谓神圣的法律典章，还有把不同的这种界限，就制度与就不同个体之间的这个制度所区隔开来的这种方式。
See, through having clear national borders, God can maintain a client nation in the world.
也就是说，神呢，他要有设计这种神代理国，也就是说神所期待的模范国，让这样子的国度一个一个之间成为很明确的分隔开来的国家。
And he needs the client nation because the client nation does these four things here. Now there's actually more to it than this, but we'll just go through these and then we'll finish off for today.
好，那我们在这边呢，想要特别介绍呢，这些所谓的神代理国，它的四个特别的特质。
There's actually about six other things, but that's on a different slide. But these are the four main things which help for the spread of the gospel. So that's very important, and for missionary activity.
那其实呢，这个神的代理国应该有六个特质。好，那但是其中有四个是最重要的，所以我们在这个地方特别的先介绍这四个特质。
But this is all provided under the umbrella of freedom, which is provided by a government.
而这些特质呢，都是在一个由神所应许的，就是能够由政府提供的自由的一个状态下。
See, through the Constitution and through the government policies, they have to be supporting this concept.
在这个宪法跟政府的一个保护、一个自由的情况下，才能够有这四个特质。
Okay, and the first here, you have a lot of evangelism of the gospel message, and that's supported. See, the government supports that through laws which promote religious freedom.
哦，在第一个特质呢，就是你必须政府能够有法律的保护下去支持所谓宗教的自由，然后让这些福音的传播者好可以能够自由的传播福音。
And then number two, much teaching of the word of God in the churches and seminaries.
第二个特质呢，就是能够很在尽可能的有各种的教会跟神学院可以教导神的话语。
And you have the freedom to do that.
而且你可以自由的去参与。
Yeah, now we talk about religious freedom, and take the United States for example. They're like almost like a Christian nation, but they do allow freedom of other religions.
就像美国来讲呢，它几乎是一个基督教国家了，但它依然是给其他宗教的自由。
You can't make laws to protect one religion and then not another religion. People need to be free to worship whoever they like.
因为在任何一个国家你不可以说是只能够保护一种宗教，其他宗教就不让他们可以存在，所以你基本上应该要有宗教自由。
But some religions are downright evil and against the government. They're like we call traitorous. They need to be outlawed. The government can make laws against those. So if we've got one religion that's promoting to go out and kill peopleThat should be an illegal religion.
但是如果有一个宗教它是有非常恶劣的这个教义，比如说它可以去杀人的这种这样子的宗教，就必须靠政府的法令来把它给解决。
Now another thing here, you have missionary activity, so sending out prepared missionaries to other nations.
第三个呢是它可以有这个传教的活动。然后可以把传教士送到其他的国家去传教。
But usually that's provided through the churches or through the Christians. See, the government doesn't need to get involved in that, but it does need to allow these things to happen.
这样子的这个传教活动绝对不是政府在做啦，当然都是一些教会在做的，但是至少要有这种自由，可以让教会可以自由的传教。
Another characteristic of the client nation is, this is very important, providing a safe haven, like a safe place, a place of refuge for the Jewish people and laws to protect them.
那第四个呢，更重要的是说，它能够提供那个犹太人可以有被保护的一个地方，可以让他们可以在那边生活。那甚至要设定法律来保护他们。
Or providing support for Jews in other places.
然后呢也支持在其他国家或其他地方的犹太人。
Okay, and that comes back to the principle of Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
在这个创世纪十二章的第二和第三节里面呢，就有提到要去保护这些犹太人的生存。
It was a promise that God made to Abraham and all of his offspring, the Jewish people.
这个十二章的第二三节呢，就是神他已经对亚伯拉罕有了应许，要他们的子孙都要得到保护。
And that was for anybody that curses you, meaning curses the Jewish people, they will be cursed, so God will punish them.
而他在上面讲说，只有任何人如果诅咒犹太人，他就要得到，他也会得到诅咒。
And anybody that blesses the Jews will be blessed.
而任何人祝福犹太人，他也会得到祝福。
Okay, that's enough for today, so we'll bow our heads now.
那我们今天就讲到这里，现在让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the messages provided from your word.
感谢上帝给我们这些你的话语，经由你的这个圣经。
And we give thanks that the Holy Spirit has been faithful to teach us these things.
并要感谢圣灵能够信实地教导我们。
And we pray that as we face our different tests and temptations in our daily lives, that through reverse concentration, we can pass those tests.
那也感谢上帝能够让我们在每天生活中碰到的一些试炼、考验跟引诱，我们都能够很顺利的通过这些考验。
You've given us everything we need to pass all of our tests.
那也感谢神给我们所有的要经历这些考验所需要的东西。
Including rebound, if we should fail to do those tests, to pass them.
也谢谢神给我们反弹的能力，让我们可以在这个考验失败的时候，我们还能够重新开始。
And whatever situation we find ourselves in, we know that you're always faithful to provide everything we need.
那不论遇到什么样的状况，我们都知道您会给我们各种的 资源能够让我们可以经历考验。
And we give thanks for this great privilege that you've given to us to serve you.
那我们更感谢你给我们这样子的优待，可以让我们可以服侍您。
And to glorify you.
可以让我们可以荣耀您。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. See you all again. Okay, next class Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So if you're free, we'll see you then.
我们下礼拜二七点见，如果希望大家都能来。
那边啊，哥吧，什么时候？
Thank you, Dorina.
Right, so there's only one kind nation at a time?
Not necessarily. At the moment, we sort of recognize that as the United States. Yeah, because really there's no other nation, I think, that still has the number of Christians and the number of seminaries and things like that.
How about the North Europe? No good?
Not really. I think a lot of people are atheists. They might have pockets, maybe of Protestants and Catholics and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they need to be Protestants as well. Every client nation, from the beginning of, like even from Israel, has always gone west. So there's always a time period where the client nation comes up and then it disappears and then it goes to another country west. And so from the United States, it's just a question of where's it going to go? Is it going to come to Taiwan first or go to China? It's certainly not going to be Thailand. It could have been the Philippines for a while, but they sort of missed their chance, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, Korea
for that. Yeah, and even Korea for a while, South Korea. See, they had an opportunity.
Yeah, because there are so many Christians in Korea.
That's right, but they're very religious. The big problem is that they have a lot of what we call ecumenical religion.
So why do they do that? They didn't get the right teaching?
Well, they've had chances, but it's like people make their choices, right? And like Max was teaching there for 20 years, and he had some people were interested, but most people just...
Does he still go to Korea?
No,